So I need you to understand there's a world of difference between essential oils. Everything that we share, everything that we're going to read out of the book, all of our information, I want you to understand I am only talking about 100% pure, therapeutic grade, Young Living essential oils. There is not another company out there that has the same type of a product that we do. We are the only company. We've been around for over 20 years. We're the only company that owns our own farms, and we harvest, and we distill, and we have the labs. We do all of the work. We are truly the world leader in essential oils. We are the ones that go through and make sure everything's done right. It's so funny when I go online and I do any research and you look up other oil companies, you will actually see on there where they say, we're as good as Young Living, but because even to the other oil companies, we are the world leader in essential oils. We're the measuring stick. We are what everybody else would like to be. I mean, one of the things that they've been talking about lately is the four P's. That's our plants, our preparation, our purity, and our potency. And by that, we mean on our plants, we're picky. I've been to our farms. It's absolutely amazing, just absolutely amazing to be there and see how our farms are ran and see what they do and how they process things and how it's just an amazing process watching the whole thing. And our preparation, the way that we harvest and the way that we distill is completely unique. I mean, one of the things that I found absolutely fascinating is that we take, let's say just for an example, we take like an acre of peppermint, and we take that peppermint and we put it into these huge distillers, absolutely huge distillers, and we distill. Now, the important thing, first of all, is that we only pick our peppermint when it's supposed to be picked, when it's ripe, when it's ready, when it has the most essential oil available to it. Every single plant has a different timeline of when it's supposed to be picked, how long it has to sit before you actually put it into the distiller, the whole process. Some of the stuff has to be done in the evening, some in the morning, and we follow those guidelines so we have the best of the best. And then we put them into our distillers, and each and every plant has a different amount of time that it's supposed to be distilled, a different temperature that it's supposed to be distilled at. I mean, there's a science behind it. It isn't just grab some plants, throw them in a heater, turn it on, boil it on high heat for 12 minutes, put the liquid and everything into one container. That's not the process. We take the steps, we take the time to make sure it's actually therapeutic grade. And what does that mean? Therapeutic grade means that it's good enough to be taken internally, and it's going to make a difference physically and emotionally on your body. It's powerful. When you get one of our bottles of essential oil, you'll get to see on the side of it. When you look at these oils, look at the side, and it's got that white box with a serving size suggestion. That means it's safe to be taken internally. Now, this is a lot. That's a huge difference. I mean, I do a lot of classes at health food stores, and even they will tell you that when you grab their oils off their shelf, and we do comparisons to it all the time, that there's a difference in quality. Because you'll grab a peppermint at the health food store, and it'll say, caution, do not ingest. For aromatherapy use only. And I got to wonder, what in the world did these companies do to the peppermint that I can't eat it, for crying out loud? I mean, you can eat candy canes that taste like peppermint that have all that stuff in it. So what did you do to your essential oil that made it where I can't even eat it? If I can't eat it, I certainly don't want to put it on my skin. I mean, think about it. Your skin is the biggest organ in your body. It's the biggest thing. When you rub something on your skin, it is absorbing inside your body. When you smell something, you take that deep breath, it's going to every single cell in your body, and you better make sure that that thing you're smelling or rubbing, that it's good for you, that it's bringing life, not death, and that's a part of the process that we have. And then purity. We have some of the most, our testing standards are huge, high, and enormous. One of the things I found amazing when we were at, I don't even remember where we were. I'm thinking we were at Idaho, and Gary was there, and he was sharing with us on the distillation process and how they are so picky that they had one of the batches of peppermint. Now, mind you, that's a huge quantity of oil, and it came back on the testing that they do, and it came back that everything was fine, but the smell of it was not up to Gary's standards. Literally, it was not good enough, the smell, for Gary Young. It wasn't that the chemicals and the constituents were not accurate, but that the smell was not good enough. And that batch of peppermint they were using as a cleaner at one of the farms. Now, that's standard. That right there speaks for who and what Gary Young is. And he's all about making sure that everything that we use, everything that we sell, everything that we put on our body brings health, brings life into our body. It's powerful. And when you have the plants that are right, the preparation that's done properly, the purity. I mean, we send every batch of essential oils out to be tested, not just by our own labs, but by other labs, because we want to make sure it really is good enough. And we send that out. When you have those three together, you're going to have the potency. And see, that's where the rubber hits the road. When you use a Young Living therapeutic grade essential oil, you feel a difference in your body, a huge difference. And I thank God all the time that when Sherry came to me and she used those oils on my neck, that she had the decency to use the Young Living essential oils. It made a difference in my life, a long-lasting difference. I will never be the person that I was before this. The depression that I had had during the stroke, completely gone. The pain that I had in my body, completely gone. Lost over 100 pounds. I mean, so many different things in my body that's different. And then when you talk about my mom, here we are now. We've been with Young Living going on 3 years, so this has been, 6 years since she was originally diagnosed with cancer. And my mom is alive and well today. She just got back from Grand Convention, had a wonderful time at Grand Convention, went across stage not only as silver but as gold as well. I mean, that's life-changing. She's still in a wheelchair. She still is on oxygen. She had a lot of damage to her lungs with the cancer, but you know what? She was supposed to be dead. She's not dead. She's alive and she's well, and she has stood on the verse. We are Christians. I believe God created us. I believe he put us in the Garden of Eden. He said, I'll give you evergreen things. That's what God said. And the further we've gotten away from evergreen thing, the sicker we've gotten. And on that, my mother has stood on the Word of God, and it says, I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And that's what she's out there doing today. She's sharing on a daily basis that there are options. That's what Young Living is about, is giving people options. I can't say if you use these oils and you had a stroke that all your stroke damage would be gone in 25 minutes. Because the oils work different on everybody's body. That's what happened for me. But I can tell you that there's amazing things that can happen, and what if it did work? I mean, that's what it comes down to, what if? When Sherry put those oils on me, I had zero belief system. When we decided to get oils and the nutrients and the Ninja Rod and the different things for my mom for cancer, we didn't get them because we knew it would work. We got them because what if it did? What if? What if? And if you're listening to this CD or you're sitting here in the audience, you're sitting there because of what if. You're here because somebody invited you and said, what if? And I'm here to tell you tonight as we begin to teach, keep that in your mind, that what if. What if even only half of what the book says it will do, it would do for you? I mean, what if you what if you're sitting out there and you, like me, had all the neck injury that I had had? I'd been in an accident, had all this stuff built up. I didn't know that everything was going to go away. Sherry didn't know that everything was going to go away. But I can tell you, sitting there, if I thought I could have only got rid of half the pain, would it have been worth it to me? You bet. Because I was in so much pain, having half the pain would have been phenomenal. So keep that in mind. I can't guarantee anything. I can't prescribe anything. And I'm also here to say, and I know I will have people totally disagree with me, but that's okay because it's my class and I can teach what I want to in my class. But essential oils don't cure anything. Vitamins don't cure anything. Minerals don't cure anything. Water doesn't cure anything. But I tell you what, when you give your body what it needs and it can absorb it, your body, created by a wonderful maker, will go in and repair itself. That's how our body was made. It was designed to fix itself. I mean, think about it. If you break your leg and it is broken too, and you go to the hospital and they put it in a cast, and 6 weeks later you go in, did the cast cure your leg? No, it did not. What cured your leg? Your body did. It has innate intelligence on how to fix itself. I mean, the same thing holds true if you get a deep cut on your hand or on your arm, and they go in and they sew that up and they use stitches. Did the stitches cure your arm? No. What cured your arm? Your arm cured your arm. Your body knows how to fix itself. Sometimes it just needs other tools in order to do so. And vitamins, minerals, water, essential oils are the tools the body uses in order to begin building itself up. I'm going to say it again. None of those things cure anything. But your body, when given what it needs and it can absorb it, wants to repair itself. It wants to. I mean, inflammation itself is a signal that your body's saying, I need whatever it is that's missing. That's what's going on. And there's several different ways that we can use oils, and I want to get into that before I start talking about specific oils. One of the things that you can do is you can inhale them. You can just put some in your hand, and you can just Deep breathe those oils. You can diffuse them. You can put them in a humidifier. You can steam inhale them. There's lots of different ways that you can inhale them. I know one of the things that I know quite a few people do is they put them on cotton balls. And we'll talk about one of the oils you can do that for. Send your kids to school with them, and it helps to increase their test scores. That's powerful. It's a cotton ball full of oil. That's the way to go. Another thing that you can do is you can rub them on location. You've got aches and pains, or you have different situations, and you're trying to see what's going to work. You can take that oil and sprinkle a couple of drops right on location, rub it in, see what happens. You can put them on your feet and have it just absorb it. You can put them on your head. You can put them on the back of your neck. You can rub them on your spine. You can massage them in. You can just wear them as a perfume if you like the smell. Oh, there are some that I have. Palo Santo to me is a perfume. I absolutely adore that smell. It's one of those oils for me. And you can take our oils internally. And by that, you can get a capsule, and you can put a couple of drops in a capsule and put a little bit of V6 oil in there, which is a vegetable oil, to dilute it. And then you can swallow that with water. You can add it to something, like a little bit of water or blue agave, put it on a little piece of bread, eat it that way. You can put it directly on your tongue and swallow it. Now, each oil has different different ways that it works in the body. Like if you were to take oregano and put that directly on your tongue, that's kind of a hot oil. You're going to want to dilute that or maybe put it in a capsule with some V6. Same thing with cinnamon. It's a warm oil. You might not want to just put that under your tongue, and be careful as far as putting them around your eyes and on your face. Make sure you're only putting some mild oils in those areas and never put them in your eyes or inside your ears. But there's lots you can do. And all of the information that I'm going to share with you tonight, almost 100% of it, is coming right out of a book called The Essential Oils Desk Reference Guide. And I highly, highly, highly recommend that if you're going to use essential oils, that you get yourself one of these books. To me, this is like the Bible for your oils, Essential Oils Desk Reference Guide, because what it does is it has several different sections. In one of the sections, it just discusses each of the oils and everything it's been proven to do, historically what it's done, the different constituents that are in it, how to use them on the body, whether or not you should inhale them, whether or not they're a hot oil, that type of a thing, whether they should be diluted. It's a phenomenal area. Then they also have a section that's in the back, and you can look up every single disease. You can look up warts, and you flip open the warts, and it will tell you which oils work wonderful with warts. And it's going to go through that process. And at the end of the class tonight, I want to show you guys just a little bit more how to use this book. Because here's the thing. If you don't have your own book, what's going to happen is you're going to go ahead and you're going to order the oil kit we talk about tonight, because you're going to be excited. The what if, it's definitely going to amaze you, because what if we're right? What if it really did that stuff? What if the book is telling the truth? You're going to order the book. But if you never get the book, what's going to happen is you're going to get those oils, and you might open them and smell them. Then you're going to put them on a shelf, and you're going to save them till later. And what's going to happen is you're going to get a cold, or you're going to have an upset stomach, or you're going to have this, or you're going to have that, and you won't have the book to look in first. So what are you going to do? You're going to self-medicate like you always do. You're going to go to the store, and you're going to purchase your stuff for your head pain and your stuff for your congestion and your stuff for all of the stuff that you should be able to look in the book and go, hey, what if this would work? And just try for yourself. Just learn to play for yourself, because I'm here to tell you, you care more about you and what happens to you and your family than anybody else could. I'm going to say that again. You care more about your family and your friends than anybody else ever could. So number one, get yourself a book so you have a reference guide to go by so you know what to do with the oils. But number two, have the decency to tell your friends and family there's an option. Again, people don't know there's an option. Before I started talking tonight and before you heard my story, you did not know there was an option for stroke. Now, that may not affect you. You may not have anyone or know anyone that's had a stroke, but you now know there's an option. And the thing is now if you ever come across anybody that does, you could at least have the decency to say, I don't know if this will work for you, but this worked for a lady I was just listening to. What if it worked for you? And it goes that way by every disease. When you get your book, get it and actually look through it. And I want you to think about other people you know that have those issues, because to me, that's the problem. We all keep it a secret. We're all raised. I mean, when I was just as guilty as anybody else, but when I used to get sick and I would run to the doctors and he would give me an antibiotic, and I'd take my antibiotic, and after 3 days, the pain in my ear that had been so horrible, when it was gone, I didn't run out to my friends and go, hey, I just used the best antibiotic ever. You have got to try this antibiotic. Oh, it's so exciting. We didn't do that. Because that's not what you do. Everybody has their own doctor. They all run, and they get their own stuff, and they take care of them, and we're all about us. But see, essential oils aren't like that. Essential oils, other people don't know. They don't know there's an option, and if you don't tell them, they never will. So unlike going to your physician, who they've got one of their own, you have to have the decency to share. So as we're talking tonight, I want you not only to be thinking about you and your family and issues that you guys have, but have the decency also to think about other people and issues that they might be going through.